is Shikun Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast for the weekend, a partly cloudy day today, 80 to 85. Tomorrow and Sunday, sun and clouds, high in the 80s to near 90. For Monday, early sun, then showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, an Avon man, who 84 years old, was arrested in Torrington for that armed robbery. James Thompson was arrested at his home after Torrington police executed a search warrant for his home and car. He told police he had come upon difficult financial times and he was forced to commit this act because of the economy. That's what police said in a news release. He was charged with first-degree robbery and third-degree larceny, being held on $250,000 bond, and will be arraigned today at Litchfield Superior Court. Detectives received a tip from an individual who saw the released pictures on social media, which led to the identification of Thompson of 60 New Road in Avon. Police at Thompson's home found the handgun used in the robbery, linking Thompson to the armed robbery at the Litchfield Bancorp, according to police. Story in the Republican American Women's Support Services new facility aims to create a welcoming environment. The nonprofit recently moved from its Sharon headquarters to a larger space at 13A Porter Street in Lakeville. Those coming into the lobby immediately put at ease upon seeing a front desk with soft curves and a space to fit a wheelchair. The executive director designed the entranceway with the intent of making those who enter feel comfortable. They serve those living in Canaan, Cornwall, Falls Village, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon without charge. Their mission: create social change to end the interpersonal relationship of violence by challenging attitudes and beliefs about power, control, and gender norms, and by advocating for victims and survivors. The staff works with women, men, teens, and children, and there's also a 24/7 hotline to ensure availability. New York officials have blasted the Supreme Court ruling on the state handgun law. A slate of New York officials slammed that ruling that struck down the state's law requiring proper cause to carry a handgun, with the governor saying it was deeply disturbing. The law mandated that those applying to carry a concealed handgun in New York provide a reason why they need the weapon, which officials then approve or deny. It's part of a larger array of New York gun restrictions highlighted as some of the toughest in the nation. The petitioners in the case, two upstate New York residents, joined by New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, sued when a county licensing official denied them carrying privileges that they sought. Hochul swiftly denounced the ruling soon after its release, saying the Supreme Court recklessly struck down the law at a moment of national reckoning on gun violence. Quote, just as swiftly passed the nation leading gun reform legislation, I will continue to do everything in my power to keep New Yorkers safe from gun violence, Hochul said on Twitter on Thursday. A teenager will be charged in that fire last weekend at the vacant Great Barrington School. The suspect, who's not being identified because they're under 17, will be summoned to appear at Berkshire Juvenile Court at a later date, according to a joint statement released by the state fire marshal and town and police fire chiefs. A joint investigation by the fire and police departments and the state police fire and explosion investigative unit assigned to the fire marshal's office determined that a piece of furniture had been set on fire. The statement said the suspect was identified based on observations at the scene, witness interviews, and other evidence. This week has been North Canaan Family Fun Week, and it continues both today and tomorrow through the 25th. Various community events coming up today. Family Fun Night begins at 6 p.m. at Lawrence Field. Also, Papa Loses a Kids Karaoke tonight at 6 p.m. at the Pavilion in North Canaan, hosted by the Music Lab. There'll be a pool party scheduled for the town pool on Friday, beginning at 5 p.m. Wrapping up the festivities will be a Family Fun Day at Lawrence Field on Saturday, beginning at 2 and concluding at 4. All events are free. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they have a tapas menu and specials 7 nights a week. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 3677.36. The NASDAQ at 11,232.19. And the S&P 500 at 3795.73. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.